stand here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and of course the views of our guests. And today our guest is Mary Storet, who is the public relations chief, or at least she works for the Constitution Party, trying to get people to understand that we have a one-party system in the United States. It's got two branches, one of the Republicans, the other the Democrats. But if you look at what the two parties are doing, overall, why, they're doing pretty much the same thing. They're both dedicated to globalism. Neither one of them is really dedicated to moral values. The Republicans have controlled both the House and the Senate and the Executive for over 6 years, and they've not done anything about abortion. They talk about it, oh, we're against abortion, terrible, but they could have done something long ago, and they've never tried to, and you have to ask yourself why, unless, of course, most of what's going on is a myth. Certainly both parties are in favor of keeping our troops in Iraq for an indefinite period of time, and when all the major Democratic contenders were asked, you know, if they would commit themselves to pulling the troops out of Iraq as soon as they became president, none of them would take that position. They all said just what George Bush says. Well, it depends. And the truth of the matter is, we've never intended to pull our troops out of Iraq. That's why we went in, so we could leave our troops there permanently. And when you begin to understand that, why, of course, you begin to understand what's really going on and why we're really not trying to win over there. Our boys are, our military is, but the people who are in charge are not ever going to allow us to win that war. Well, with that as a background, and certainly the necessity really of coming up with some sort of an alternative if we ever hope to regain control of our country and preserve our freedom, Mary Storet, thank you so much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, always appreciate it. Always appreciate the opportunity to join you.
Well, now, of course, Mary has been in, and you've actually had your own radio program and television, haven't you?
Yes, for 25 years on television at Network Affiliates, and worked in talk radio for 5 years. Mm-hmm.
So why did you give that up for a job like being public relations manager for the Constitution Party? Certainly, television and radio is what you really love to be doing, isn't it?
Well, I did television from the time I was 20 years old. I was a news anchor and a television talk show host and a reporter on four different network affiliate stations on the East Coast and the West Coast. And yes, it was wonderful. That was a time when there was some integrity in that business. As you know, Dr. Stan, over the years, the integrity left. There's no investigative reporting. Pretty much what happens is you get handed a press release and you go out and you film video to cover it. So there's really no fact checking. It's just the liberal media takes their marching orders from whoever is paying the advertising bills. And it became increasingly difficult to have any Christian principles and remain in that business. And when you stand up for principles, you wind up losing your day job, as I found out on a number of occasions.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that you are doing what you're doing now, because I think it's important. So tell us a little bit about the Constitution Party, and why should anybody want to vote for a third party? After all, you know, if we split the vote, why, certainly Hillary's going to get in and be our president. So wouldn't it be better just to hold our nose and vote for whoever the Republicans nominate?
No, that's not true, because if we keep voting for people we don't want and policies we don't want, how can we complain when that's exactly what we get? I like to remind people that it's always been historically, and I defy anybody to show me a time when this hasn't been the case, when it's just a small group of people who can affect major change. And the majority is never right at that time, and it's those small groups of people do make a difference.
And, of course, you vote for the best of the two evils, you still end up with evil. We're going to be back in just a moment with Mary Storet here at Genesis.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
The following is a typical call for Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse System.
This is Kimberly speaking. How can I help you?
I just heard a radio show with Dr. Lauren Ritter, and he was talking about colon cleansing.
Right. Everyone should consider cleansing their system to remove the buildup of harmful toxins that make us feel sick and tired.
I feel bloated, especially after I eat.
Dr. Ritter has a formula called Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently cleanses your system and removes the harmful materials inside of you.
It's sort of like sweeping the colon clean, huh?
But a lot of people notice a big difference after they use it. They say they feel lighter, more energetic, and they have comfortable bathroom habits again.
How do I get started?
Call now to find out how to get Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-890-3525. It's safe and guaranteed. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Mary Storette. And what's your official title, Mary?
Well, my title is Communications Director for the Constitution Party.
Communications Director for the Constitution Party, and of course, there's been some exciting things that have happened recently. This is last week or so. Would you like to share those with our listeners?
Yes, we're excited about the fact that finally the national media is catching on to something that had hundreds of thousands of Americans have known for a long time now, and that is that the numbers are showing that more people are considering themselves independents or allied with a third party than consider themselves Republicans. And there's so much discontent amongst Republicans and even Democrats with the current field of what they call front runners. But this weekend in Salt Lake City, there was a meeting of the top conservative Christian leaders like Jim Dobson and Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and Richard Viguerie.
Richard Viguerie, right.
Yes, Conservatives Betrayed, and he's a great force. He's written some wonderful, wonderful information about how the conservatives have been left by the party. And so what has happened is this weekend they got together with a variety of people to talk about what would happen if Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney or Fred Thompson, any of these people, wound up getting the nomination from the GOP. And lo and behold, the consensus was, starting with Jim Dobson, that they would go toward a third-party candidate. And so at this point in time, if you look at the Constitution Party, which has grown by 40% since 2004, it's the largest third party based on voter registration, according to Ballot Access News, and the number of people who consider themselves Republicans is lower than those who consider themselves independents. What they're saying is that they're relying on a third party like the Constitution Party to field a candidate that conservatives can truly vote for without holding their nose. So our national committee chairman, Jim Clymer, an attorney based out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, was there, got to speak to the group, and got to explain to them that we are on course to have ballot access in all 50 states, which would give everybody an opportunity to vote for somebody that they could feel good about. Because let's face it, the Republicans and the Democrats are going to give us either a Rudy Giuliani or a Hillary Rodham Clinton, and there's no difference between the two. Those people who voted for Hillary, or voted for the Democrats, which was basically a referendum on the war, are finding that there's nobody really standing up saying, including Hillary and the Democratic frontrunners of the candidates that are being proposed, that are against the war or who would bring the troops home. There's only one person. That's Congressman Ron Paul. Voted against the war, has been vocal against the war because it's unconstitutional and immoral. And this is who the Republican Party completely ignores. Well, we would either back him or another candidate who came over to the Constitution Party like Alan Keyes once the Republicans had basically turned their back on their base once again.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens because, of course, it looks increasingly like, you know, we are in October. And some of the primaries are going to start being in January and February of next year. At least they want to. They're moving them up, which means that we don't have that much more time to determine who the real front runner is. And we have so many people running in the Republican Party. That's the thing. In fact, you know, certainly I don't think that the majority of Republicans support the war. I mean, there's certainly a lot of good people who do, who've never thought through the implications of, what we've done so far, or where we may be going if we continue this suicidal policy of wanting to run the whole world and going to war with Iran and the Muslim world. But, you know, certainly the only Republican, as you said, who opposes our militarist adventures is Ron Paul. And I would say, what are Ron Paul's polls right at the present time? Is he getting, at least in these debates, you know, where he's actually, you know, people get a chance to see what he's doing. What is he getting, 25% or so of the vote?
Well, actually, if you go back to the very first one, the debate that was televised on Fox, he was leading all of those who were in the debate that night, Giuliani included. But if you remember what happened that night, was while he was winning the vote, while he had at some point 35% and 38% of those who were voting for him saying he won the debate, Sean Hannity used the words, "I refuse to believe Ron Paul is winning." Right then, after break, they came back, and guess what? Ron Paul not only wasn't winning, but Giuliani was. So if you want to tell me that we're getting the straight facts from the mainstream media on how well Ron Paul is doing, as an example, NBC is saying that he has raised, let's say, $2.5 million. The fact of the matter is that he had raised over $5.5 million, but they're not giving him any attention. They're not mentioning him. They're not talking about how well he's doing, about how the groundswell based on the Internet is showing unprecedented support for this man.
Well,
That's all party lines.
Well, I think that the thing is that he believes in the Constitution. Nobody else talks about the Constitution. Nobody else, you know, opposes what's going on because it's unconstitutional. And here, almost all of these people have been or are in government who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and protect it from all enemies, public, foreign, and domestic. And yet, of course, they are not supporting the Constitution. They're always looking for some sort of a great new program to get the support of the people. And the purpose of our Constitution was to limit that sort of thing so that politicians couldn't buy their way into office with the public's money. In other words, you want to give everybody free medical care? Doesn't that really sound great, but where's the money coming from? Government doesn't have any money other than what it takes from us by force or what it borrows from future generations or certainly from what it gets from printing and then expanding the value of the money and decreasing the rest of the funds. I mean, there's so many things that the government wants to do. We want to get housing for everybody. We want to make sure that everybody gets plenty of food, and so we want to provide free food stamps, and we want to be able to guarantee jobs and all of these wonderful things, but that is not the function of the federal government, and Congressman Ron Paul is the one man who will stand up for that, and the rest of the Republicans and certainly all of the Democrats will go right along with this idea. Because what we've done, of course, is create a situation where people can vote themselves into bondage, and whenever you give people the opportunity to do it, they have, going all the way back to ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and That's why our founding fathers gave us a republic with limitations placed on the power of government, rather than the democracy that we have today. Well, Sidney Mary, are you doing anything to try to educate people about the Constitution so they'll understand the difference between a republic and a democracy and understand why America was a great nation until we abandoned our basic precepts of government?
Well, the Constitution Party, that's what we're about, start to finish. We're about pointing to every single piece of legislation, holding it up to the Constitution, and using that as a litmus test. What we do is we take every candidate, their voting record, we look at what they have done, how it's squared up with the Constitution, and if it hasn't, then we bring that to people's attention. We're all about fielding candidates who are going to take that oath to uphold the Constitution seriously. You could take every one of those ones who put their hand on a Bible and swear to uphold the oath, take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and realize that they could be held for treason because they're not doing that. So what we're doing is we're trying to say, it is not irrelevant. It is not a fluid document. The Constitution is meant to be firm and to bind in government. And no other political party is doing that. Every other political party thinks it's okay for government to get big, because when government gets big, as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, they can give us all kinds of free stuff, except, as you mentioned, there is no free lunch. For every benefit we think we're getting, we're giving up a right. And people are trading liberty for the illusion of security. They have neither one. But boy, we are all going to guarantee everybody health care. Ask the people in Canada what that has meant to them. It has meant rationed health care. It has meant diminished health care. It's meant unfathomably high taxes. And that's not of what a free people should be looking for. So yes, at the Constitution Party, that's what we're doing. And we're finding that, even though it's not being taught in the school, even though it's not something that people pay any attention to, wouldn't know their rights if they fell over them, so they don't know what's being taken away. What we are finding, amazingly so, and I'm going to point to a brand new Pew Research study which just came out, which says that even though evangelical Christians are very conservative, they are moving away from the Republican Party, that they are less Republican, more conservative. And the younger evangelicals are even more conservative on issues like life and constitutional issues than older evangelical conservatives. It's absolutely amazing to see these numbers. And it's amazing to see the Rasmussen polls and the Zogby polls, which point to the fact that people have had it with both major political parties because they don't see any difference anymore, which is something the Constitution Party has been saying for a while now.
And, of course, I think when you look at some of these polls, Congress is getting somewhere down around 11% approval, or President Bush is getting about 28, 29% approval. I mean, what this reflects is the fact that people are losing confidence in government. They know something's seriously wrong, but they don't understand what it is. And I would simply remind them of those words of Thomas Jefferson, who said, "In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution." In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Because, of course, as John Locke had said, that government governs best, that governs the least. Isn't it a shame we've forgotten that? And actually, it is the Republicans who are passing some of the worst legislation, like No Child Left Behind, the Medicare drug bill, and now this, of course, what's going on today. And the only thing I've seen recently that made any sense at all was somebody got up and said, "Look, let's raise taxes to pay for the war." And everybody was horrified that we would raise taxes to pay for the war. But this man was saying, "Why should our grandchildren have to pay for a war that we're authorizing? Why don't we start taxing people? Maybe there'd be a lot less support for this war if the people were having to pay for it, you know, with their own money. They're quite willing to pay for it with the blood and the limbs of the sight and the hearing of many of our servicemen, and so many of them are coming back with permanent brain lesions, but most of them would really yell like a wounded banshee warrior if they had to put out 2% more on their taxes. I'm against taxes, totally. I mean, totally against raising taxes, but one thing is why we've got to get out of this war, and that we wouldn't need that increased taxation. We'll be back in just a moment with Mary Stavrett, who's the communications director. And we'll welcome your calls here at Genesis.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
That's 1-800-259-5791. I can remember probably, maybe 10 years ago when Jim Dobson, said that, this. I guess this was before George Bush ran in 2000. It would be probably Well, maybe it was in 1996, or maybe it was 1998, but, I mean, he was actually saying, it must have been 1996, that he actually said he voted for Howard Phillips of the Constitution Party because he really couldn't go along with any of the candidates who were running at that time. And, boy, the Republicans, got him in, and they just promised to give him the moon if he'd stick with the Republican Party. And, you know, they patronized him and told him how wonderful he was. He was regularly invited back to the White House for a consultation. In fact, he still is. In fact, he was back there probably within the last 2 months being programmed by the leaders of the Republican Party about the importance of our going ahead and attacking Iran, because I ran into somebody who sat with Dr. Dobson on a plane that was coming back from Washington, D.C., and at least the man claimed that Dr. Dobson had been talking about being at the White House and being programmed about the importance of the coming attack on Iran and how wonderful it was. But, you know, when Dr. Dobson is a very nice man and he loves the Lord, and the fact that he's willing, of course, to get together and talk about, well, if the Republicans vote run to Giuliani, I'm not going to vote Republican. I think that takes a lot of courage on his part, and I applaud him. How do you feel, Mary?
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, to be honest, I think people like Dr. Dobson have waited far too long to come out like this. If they had said years and years ago, we will not back a candidate who will not promise X, Y, Z, they could have promised basically to vote with their feet by taking the entire evangelical vote with them. And they're not doing that now. Instead of getting behind Ron Paul, which is simply what they should be doing, they should have been saying, Richard Viguerie and Jim Dobson should have said this weekend in Salt Lake City, unless you deliver Ron Paul as a candidate, we will walk away unequivocally. But to say, well, you know, if it's Giuliani, we're not going to be too happy, we'll vote third party. We're appreciative of that, and we will have a candidate ready, and we will be fielding a candidate for that. But we've got a viable candidate in Ron Paul, and the evangelical leaders are completely ignoring this man, which leads you to wonder what they're really all about. Rudy Giuliani is a cross-dressing, thrice-married, pro-homosexual agenda, pro-open borders, gun-grabbing liberal who is absolutely no different in his policies than Hillary, and somehow it's taken somebody that's this flagrantly liberal and out, way out in left field, for the leaders of the Christian right to say he's not okay. I think it's a little late for that, but better late than never, huh?
Well, I think we want to congratulate him for at least taking a stand on this issue, and Chris, let's hope that it at least gets the Republicans and the Christians out there thinking about what is really going on. And the most important message I think we can get out is the fact that there's not a dime's worth of difference between almost every one of the Republican candidates and the Democratic candidates. They almost all favor globalism. In other words, you know, this idea of this one world government and doing away with our sovereignty. Certainly, Tom Tancredo is against immigration, but you know, on other issues, he's on the complete wrong side of the issues. That's the thing. And people don't understand that the Republicans have given us the largest deficits we've ever seen. They've given us the greatest trade deficits we've ever seen. The dollar has lost, 40% of its value in the last 3 years, which means, for all intents and purposes, for those of you who have your savings and your pension funds and insurance policies and bonds and CDs, you have lost 40% of the value of your currency. And as far as things having to do with international trade is concerned, and inflation is simply going to destroy the value of everything you have. And we can thank the Republicans for this because they've acted totally irresponsibly. I'm all in favor of cutting taxes, but you can't cut taxes and then increase spending. It just doesn't work, and it's not working today. What we need is people who want to cut taxes and then cut government. That's what we really need to do. And then unleash, of course, the productive capacity of the American people and get the government regulators off of our backs and the government politicians and the government snitches off of our backs so the American people can maintain their freedom. When we get back, please give us a call. If you're out there, 1-800-259-5791. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Sydney, our special guest today is Mary Storette, who's the Communications Director for the Constitution Party. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. I'd like to know what you're thinking about the political process. 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, some people think that really the most important thing we could do right now is make sure we're going to be able to get an honest vote because, of course, the electronic voting machines have been stealing elections, certainly for the last decade, and it's time we did away with those and got voting machines that would give us an honest vote rather than the trumped-up votes we're getting today. And certainly here in California, where we have the Secretary of State has actually had a special committee go over those voting machines, and Fred said that they can be fixed so readily, and she's actually outlawed these voting machines, electronic voting machines, in most of our counties. In other words, maybe you can have one voting machine at a precinct, but no more than that. So I think that hopefully this will draw people's attention to the fact that we've been getting fraudulent elections, thanks, of course, to electronic voting machines and the hanging chads. But before I go on, Why, of course, I want Mary to have a chance to get out her webpage or the webpage for the Constitution Party and a telephone number or any other information she'd like to get out, so that if you're interested in learning more about the party or their candidates, that you can certainly get in touch with her. Go ahead, Mary.
People should check out the website, which is www.constitutionparty.com. And on there, they can sign up for free email alerts. We'll send you something once a week, which gives you an idea of where we're going. We'll tell you about the ballot access efforts, which are going on in all the states, and how we are, according to the numbers, the fastest growing, the largest third party. And I think it's because people have really had enough, Dr. Stan. They want a choice. They want some return to constitutional government.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. Now, one time more, where can people go to get more information?
They can either call us at 1-800-2-VETO-IRS, 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. We'll send you out a information packet, or just go to www.constitutionparty.com. Everything you want to know is there up in the right-hand corner. You can sign up for free email alerts. We'll send you something on a weekly basis.
And I think people must understand we've got to do away with the Internal Revenue Service. We do not need that. If we had a constitutional government, we would not need money for all these programs that are frankly unconstitutional. Read the Constitution. Understand they're stealing our money, and they're simply redistributing it in an effort to buy votes. And then, of course, we've got to do away with the Federal Reserve System. And certainly Congressman Paul has talked about that, because the Federal Reserve System has destroyed 96% of the value of the 1913 dollar, 96% of the value of the 1913 dollar. And over the last 3 years, the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value in relationship to the euro and the basket of currencies. 40% of its value. Do you want to wait another 2 or 3 years until the dollar becomes worthless and has about the value of a Zimbabwe dollar or the Deutschmark during the time of the Weimar Republic? People say it can't happen here, and I would say why not? I mean, certainly it was a fiat money system that destroyed the economy of the Germans back in the 20s and 30s, that's destroying the value of the currency in Rhodesia. When I lived in South Africa, you had to give $3 American for one Rhodesian dollar. It was that valuable. And now, of course, they have inflation at 10,000% a year. And I think it costs something like $40,000, Zimbabwean dollars, to get one American dollar. And think what that said to the value of people's savings and pensions. And people are starving there because their currency was corrupted, and that's exactly what the Federal Reserve System is doing here. If you don't know what they're doing, if you've never looked at the federal money stock films, figures, you need to get my latest newsletter. That's the Financial Meltdown Part 3. It won't be out for, probably for another 3 or 4 weeks. But we simply tell you how to evaluate what the Fed is really doing, and you have to understand that all of the media is lying, and the members of the Federal Reserve Board are lying, and Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke are lying to the American people, and they're in the process of intentionally destroying the value of our life savings. Well, our telephone number is, of course, 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like, of course, to talk to Mary, if you have a question, would like to know what you think about the advisability of a third party. Should we really have a third party? Or maybe we should have a second party. Maybe we have a one-party system now with two branches, the Republicans and the Democrats. Mary, you said that the Constitution Party is getting a lot of new members now?
Yes, it's been happening over the last few years, especially since people who were diehard Republicans, as all of us were, have become more and more disgruntled with the fact that they're not being listened to, that their party left them many years ago. So they're looking around and they're saying, well, where can we go? And a lot of these people also remember their history, and they recognize the fact that the Republican Party came to power because the Whigs, who were the prominent party at the time, were not on the right side on the slavery issue. So the Republicans came, and they fielded a candidate called Abraham Lincoln, and we know we've got some problems with some of the things he did, but it's instructive to know that he wasn't even on the ballot in 9 southern states. And he won enough electoral votes to become the president with a brand new party. And so while people said, oh, you can't possibly go up against the Whigs, they're the party in power. Well, look what happened to the Whigs when they became irrelevant. The Republican Party's become irrelevant, and people are voting all the time with their feet. And they're looking around and saying, well, I can't be a libertarian because of the way the libertarians are on the life issue. They can't be libertarians because the libertarians are for open borders. What they're looking for is something that which reinforces their belief that the Constitution was the most perfect document ever designed by man, with providence certainly in the background. And so they're saying, well, the Constitution Party says everything that I believe. So they're signing up, and they're looking at this party because we're going to have a third party candidate. We're going to have a second party candidate, somebody who will offer a distinct difference between Rudy Giuliani or Hillary Clinton. A lot of people would just stay home. So it's like, you know, yes, well, how's it working for you to keep voting for a Republican you don't believe in? What have you gotten? You've gotten more of the same. It doesn't work.
Amen. And of course, the thing is, I don't know how anybody today can vote for Republican Party candidates who wants to continue this war. It is an immoral war. We're sending our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die. And we've never sent enough troops to win the war. And we've never given them the adequate equipment, certainly the very effective equipment against these IED, these improvised explosive devices that are killing so many boys. And we're not allowing our boys to have them. We may give them to the generals. They're actually vehicles put together by Force Protection Company. That's Force Protection. You can look them up on the stock exchange. And I don't think anybody's ever been killed in one of their vehicles, but you're not going to hear about that. And we send our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never to win that war. Military's doing the best job they can with what they've got, but we're never going to win the war in Iraq. We're going to keep our troops there indefinitely, and as long as our troops are there, why, there will be resistance and there'll be death and destruction, because we are looked upon as an occupying country, and we are occupying Iraq, and we intend to keep our troops there permanently. Listen to Robert Gates, what the others say. And of course, people say, well, if you pull our troops out, there's going to be chaos and bloodshed. And I would simply ask, what do you think we have there now? We have chaos and bloodshed. And it's not going to end as long as the troops are there. Well, Sydney, does the Constitution Party take a position on the war at all? And then has the Constitution Party come out for or against the war, Mary?
The Constitution Party, as people who come to find out, when you read the Constitution is not ambiguous on any of these points. It's not ambiguous on anything that we have a problem with today. And the fact of the matter is that all our problems can be traced back to the fact that we've ignored what the Constitution has outlined for us so beautifully. The war and our founders basically said in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, that only Congress has the authority to declare war. And they did this so that no president could surreptitiously decide that we're going to go to war, as has happened here. So what we have seen is, forget for a moment that this war was based on lies, on misinformation and disinformation. Let's just forget that for a moment. What we do need to remember is that there was a reason why the founder said only Congress can declare war. Presidents can't decide to have us willy-nilly going off into these foreign excursions playing Globo Cop. And our founders were clear about staying away from foreign entanglements, that we should be friendly with everyone, and defender of freedom, but not get involved in their problems. But we're in 130 countries right now, militarily, and that does not bode well for what the founders suggested we do, which was to stay out of other people's business. Constitution Party is clear that this is an unconstitutional, immoral war.
All right, fine. But at least you're not beating around the bush. Let's go to, is it Sunny who's calling from Idaho? Who's calling from Idaho?
Yes, Dr. Stan, it's Sunny.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, I'm fine.
How are you hearing us? Shortwave, internet, or how?
On the internet.
Okay, great.
It's hard to get radio stations up here. Mary, me darling, Starrett, I'm so glad to hear your voice again. We lived in the Portland area in the mid to late 90s, and you, my darling, were the reason we got turned around to the truth.
That makes me so happy.
No, there are plenty of us out here, believe me. But we looked forward to your radio program every afternoon. And at first, it was just like, I can't believe this. And you got us inspired to start looking up and researching things. And the fact that it didn't take long to figure out that your message was factual and not emotional. Thank you, Hillary. Do you remember back when the Clintons were first campaigning for their first term? It was all emotional. And it just felt very strange. But you were factual, and you were so articulate, and we just looked forward to it. And it started us on a search that hasn't ended yet. And we pray every day for people like you to keep continuing this message. And I understand you were running for governor last year, weren't you, or last term?
Yes, ran for governor, and of course we're in a very liberal state, as you well know.
Vera Katz, hello.
Yeah, Vera
governor,
Katz and all the
governor
others.
Governor Tex Hopper.
Yeah, and even the Republican in this race was very, very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I ran as a Constitution Party candidate and, you know, got 50,000 votes in a very relatively small state. And we think with no money, that sent a message in a liberal small state. We think that was just pretty darn good.
Well, that's just the beginning. And who knows where it'll be next time. Anyway, thank you so very much for calling,
Sonny.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. God bless. Well, let's go ahead. Is it Billy calling from Illinois? Who's in Illinois?
Bill Tilford from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing? Are you hearing us on shortwave or internet?
I'm hearing you on shortwave. I have an old SAT 800.
Okay.
And the program's a pleasant surprise. I sent Ron Paul a check some weeks back precisely because he's been the one candidate that's had the moral courage to say, I don't think the president should be trying to run the world or the economy.
Amen to that. Well, he wasn't elected. In fact, he actually ran against Wilson's idea of nation building, and he specifically said we should not be nation building. And then, as soon as he got in, he started nation building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, did you have any question or comment at all?
I do have a comment. I'm going to be checking the Constitution Party website earlier. I think part of what we should be doing as citizens is trying to influence what the debate is about. When our president gets up and says, my first priority is to keep you safe. No, it's not. Your first job is to keep us free.
And if your first job is to adhere to the Constitution, and that way we will be free. And
better said. And for so many years, when a president or a presidential candidate has gone up with a different priority, running the economy, quote-unquote.
Right.
Making us safe, quote-unquote. The basic assumption that that's the president's job at all has been unchallenged in the public airwaves.
Amen to that. You're absolutely right. I agree
with
you totally.
Boy, that's such a great point. And you can tell, you know your stuff, you studied the Constitution, and you're paying attention. And it gives me, I get very encouraged when I hear your callers, Dr. Stan, because they're certainly tuned in.
Well,
the one question I would have in the event that Ron Paul doesn't do well at the finish line here in the Republican primaries, is he among your first preferences for a party candidate, and will you be on the ballot in enough states to...
Well, I think that's one of the things they really need help on now, and what people would sign up with the Constitution Party, they can help get them onto the ballot, because it's just...
Well, yes, I'd like to answer that by saying yes. We would hope that if Dr. Paul does not get the Republican nomination, that he would realize, and this is certainly something that's been discussed for those who have the ear to the ground, that he would not only defect from the Republican Party, he would take all those people who are on his side and in his camp over to the Constitution Party and run as a Constitution Party candidate. That, of course, is up to him. He has said in the past he won't run as a third-party candidate, but who could blame him? He's trying to get the Republican nomination. He can't possibly talk about a plan B at this point. If he doesn't get the nomination, doesn't want to run as a third-party candidate, we have a number of different options. We will be on enough states to get enough electoral votes to win the election, conceivably. So what we need now is we need to raise enough money for ballot access, which, as you know, the two major parties are making it very difficult for a third party to get ballot access. They make you jump through so many different hoops. But we've got initiatives out, we've got petitions out, we've got ballot access efforts going in every state. So, yeah, we're going to be on the ballot, and we're going to offer people an opportunity, and you never know.
Anyway, Bill, get in and help as much as you can. Thanks very much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And please keep listening. Bye-bye. God bless. Well, we've just got about a minute and a half here, just about a minute. Mary, I want you to get your telephone number, your web page out one more time.
All right. People can sign up for email alerts every week. We'll send you a press release, give you an idea of where we're at media-wise and how we're doing with our ballot access and some of the issues we want you to know about. By doing so, just go to constitutionparty.com. Click on the little box in the top right-hand corner that says free email alerts. We don't fill up your mailbox with a lot of junk. We'll just send you short and sweet stuff you need to know. And some of it's going to be very encouraging because the poll numbers are there. And every week we find out that more and more people are jumping ship, leaving the Republican Party, and saying, adios, we've had enough.
Amen to that. Well, Mary, thank you so very much for being with us again. And thank you very much for everything you're doing. If anything comes up, give me a call. We'd love to have you back on again real soon right here at Radio Liberty. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
God
Dr.
bless.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment. We got to wrap up this hour, and we got a great program next hour.
Now.
Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981.
Dan back here at the Tennessee Communication Network, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with us, that we're really involved in a spiritual battle, and there really are spiritual forces at work within our political system, within our educational system, within our financial system. Every aspect of our life is dominated by spiritual forces intent upon destroying the Christian foundation of our country and implementing and bringing about a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. So once you understand that, so much of what's going on today really begins to make sense. Well, we want to remind you, of course, that you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, and you'll get our four best tapes of the month or a monthly newsletter. You can simply subscribe to the newsletter or whatever you can do to help. We will appreciate it. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. We are having an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on the 28th of October. That's just a little over 3 weeks from now, so 4 weeks from now. So we do hope that many of you are going to be able to come. And certainly, if you're going to come, you're going to have reservations because we're going to be serving lunch. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. It's going to be all day long. We're bringing in speakers from across the country and should be a great time. Then, of course, we want to mention that we have a great new four-tape or four-CD set on civil defense. What would you do if the unthinkable happened? We would have a chemical, neurological, a nuclear attack. I mean, what would you do? Well, of course, the four-tape or four-CD set gives you a lot of ideas from experts in the field. People from the American Civil Defense Association and certainly Wayne LeBaron, who is the consultant for the DVD that we carried called Sheltering in Place. So we recommend you get the DVD, Sheltering in Place. We recommend that you get the 4-CD or 4-tape set, Civil Defense. And then, of course, we carry the potassium iodate. We carry the book, which we certainly recommend. Nuclear War Survival Skills, which was actually made by the military many years ago, but now we have it available here. It's got a lot of great information. Even tells you how to make a radiation meter. And if you buy the book, you can actually get the kit that allow you to make the radiation meter fairly inexpensively from us. Then you've just got to make it. But everything indeed is there, but the little kit can. This is how the government suggests to do it, because they wanted people at one time to be able to protect themselves. Of course, you have to understand those days are long since gone, and the people in charge really don't want to protect the American people, so you're going to have to learn how to look after yourself. Then, of course, we certainly have the book. It's called Making the Best of Basics. It just tells you what to do when you go to the store and there's nothing there. How do you begin to look after yourself and your family? We have a catalog that has emergency food stores there, and, of course, all the other things you need. The barrels to support water, certainly the filters that you can use to filter your water if it's contaminated. So if you'd like to know about long-term food storage, and believe me, the price of food is skyrocketing here in this country. Wheat's up over $9 a bushel. The price of corn is going up. The price of literally all foods are going up. There's shortages throughout the world, and we're going to see real food shortages, you know, in other countries and even perhaps here before long. We've never experienced that, but I believe, of course, there is going to be worldwide famine in the not-too-distant future. You need to have some food on hand and get it now while the price is still cheap, because prices are going up more and more. The food is, of course, being genetically manufactured and, of course, right now, there are only a few shortages, but there's more and more shortages to be coming. All right, if you'd like a free catalog, we'll send you one, 1-800-544-8927. If you have a catalog, don't put it off. You know, basically, if you don't look after yourself, why, there may not be anybody else to look after you. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this hour, they're going to be the views of General Mike DeLong, who's a retired Marine flyer. He was in the had command positions within the Marine Corps, and then he became the deputy commander of the CENTCOM, which was the central command that looked after, of course, what was going on in the Middle East. And, of course, he was there before the September 11th attack and after that, and has only been retired for a few years. His book, first of all, it was, of course, Inside CENTCOM, and then, of course, it came out in paperback enlarged recently, As a General Speaks Out. General DeLong, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you. And certainly, of course, you've had a very, very colorful life. I really enjoyed reading what you had to say. But I want to talk about some of the things you talk about in your book. And one of the things you mentioned, which we've been trying to tell our listeners for a long period of time, was that all this talk about Saddam Hussein not having any weapons of mass destruction is just not true. Why, and you seem to be convinced that the weapons actually were taken to Syria or to Lebanon, and I certainly agree with you, but why is it the administration has never been forthright and told the American people the truth? This is the one thing I don't understand.
Well, I think that's a fair judgment, because I asked the same question, and that was the reason I wrote the book, is because there are things that were coming out.
There's a lot of things.
They weren't answering those questions.
Well, what's your explanation? Because, quite frankly, you know, they've taken a tremendous amount of criticism for going into Iraq, for weapons of mass destruction, and then they turned out that they weren't there. Why would they possibly have taken all the abuse that they have when, of course, if they'd simply told the truth and said, look, those weapons were moved into Syria and Lebanon before we attacked? Do you have an explanation?
I have an explanation. First of all, there was multiple reasons why we went into Iraq. That there were weapons of mass destruction there was just one of them. The issue that they had them, had used them before, had the means to deliver them now, and were testing the rockets and the unmanned aerial vehicles, the spraying apparatuses at this time, all told us that there was a good chance that they were going to use this on our troops. So this was there's a multiple reasons why we went in. There, we have since found multiple warheads that had chemical weapons in them. We have since found missiles that could have been used. We watched 2 days before, by technical means and by human means, a lot of the stuff being put into large vans and going off to Syria. And we did nothing because the president said, he told Saddam, and the president the great thing about the president is whether you agree or disagree with what he does, at least he keeps his word. He told Saddam he had 48 hours, and during that 48 hours, even though we had targets and we wanted to do something, we weren't allowed to hit those targets as they were driving to Syria and some to Lebanon.
And I think this is really what's so significant. One of the important parts of the book is General DeLong is very straightforward. They knew they had the weapons. They knew they were transported. And the question is, why hasn't anybody really come forward and brought out the truth? I mean, those of you who listen to our program many times have heard us talking about it, but unfortunately, the average American is not getting the truth about the weapons of mass destruction or so many other things. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is General Mike DeLong, and he was certainly right there with Tommy Franks. You were really the deputy commander of CENTCOM and certainly the man directly under Tommy Franks during the early parts of the war. And certainly the early part of the war when we went into Afghanistan was one of the most amazing military feats of all time. Would you like to sort of explain why this was so unusual? Because here the Russians had been fighting in Afghanistan for it took 9 years before they just picked up and left. And yet just within a few days, a few weeks there, why the America was able more or less to subdue Afghanistan with only a handful of men.
And that's true. To this, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now, the history books are going to walk through Afghanistan and say this was one of the greatest tactical and strategic wars of all time because of the way it was fought. But the way it was fought is We looked at the mistakes that had been made before. We knew that what the Russians had done, we knew having large forces there would probably be a mistake. So we used the opposition forces and reinforced them with our people and used tactical weapons and strategic weapons to help them do what they had to do with our leadership and our intelligence. By the way, we had lots of naysayers in the United States, tons of them. If we had not done well, you and I wouldn't be talking together right now. I would have retired a long time ago.
Well, anyway, Chris, what they did is they went in with this very small CIA, but primarily with special forces, and then, of course, they provided the targeting for our aircraft, and, of course, then it was the Afghan warlords there from the North Alliance were there. But did it bother the people in CENTCOM that these are the people that you've been fighting, certainly all during the 1980s. These were the people who had been supporting the communists. The Taliban, of course, had fought the Northern Alliance because they were pro-communist.
And except that once Tommy Franks went over there, I'd gone over there, but Tommy Franks sat down with all the leaders of the Northern Alliance. And the issue became, to be quite frank, was money. And we had garbage bags full of money. A few million, which was nothing compared to what it cost to deploy just a battalion over there. But this is what got them to do what he said. I'm going to be your boss. I will pay you. I will pay your troops. But this is how it's going to be done. You will be my army on the ground. I'll provide the intel through my special forces and through the CIA, and my smart weapons, since we can't get artillery in certain places, will be airplanes, and that's how we're going to. But you have to listen to me when I tell you to do things, and they did.
Well, I've heard estimates of the number of troops that were actually of the Taliban that were killed. Do you have any estimates, idea how many people were killed there in the first 2 months of the war?
I do not, but it was large numbers, because everything that could be targeted over in Afghanistan before the war started, about 95% of all the buildings in Afghanistan were made of mud, and so not things you would normally target unless you knew there was a bad person in one of those. So we were targeting single tanks, bunkers, anything that could be used against us was targeted in the first 48 hours. So. And it was a surprise. This was a surprise to them over there that we came when we did, how we came. And there were a significant number of Taliban killed and Al-Qaeda and captured.
Well, then, of course, there's been a lot of criticism about what happened at Tora Bora. And certainly Osama bin Laden escaped, or at least we believe Osama bin Laden escaped. And, you know, how do you address the issue when people say, well, I mean, why didn't we send American troops in instead of sending in the mercenaries? Because, of course, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and whatever we say, Osama bin Laden escaped. So how do you deal with that?
Well, to be honest, that was probably one of the easiest decisions we had. The issue was we knew there were senior Al-Qaeda somewhere in the caves between Afghanistan and Pakistan. We weren't sure whether Osama was there, and today nobody can be sure whether he was there. But the issue becomes, there was senior leadership there, and we need to get them out. The problem is they were in villages that covered both sides of the border, Afghanistan and Pakistan. They answered to neither country, and we knew if we put U.S. soldiers up there, the first thing we would have done would have been to fight the villagers, something we did not want to do. So the Pakistani regular army was not allowed up there without fighting them. So the border forces were the only ones that were allowed there. So they were used to block that 1,500-kilometer strip, and we moved up there and blew the caves up and captured and killed a lot of people. But yes, some did get away. But it's no different than would have happened in the if you were in California, New Mexico, and had the same issue. You cannot cover the borders, especially if the people on both sides do not want you to cover the borders.
Well, of course, you talk in your book about the Taliban and the fact that they were created by certain international forces. Who was funding the Taliban? Certainly, I mean, without funding the Taliban, never could have accomplished what they accomplished. Where did they get their money?
That's a good question. And at the time, Osama bin Laden gave millions to the Taliban, and a significant number in about 60 countries around the world, a lot of Muslim funds and different funds were there, and they were funneling money from these funds to the Taliban through the Al-Qaeda. So this had been done for a long period of time, that the different countries around the world came together and froze these funds, helped us tremendously in accomplishing getting the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan in probably about a six-week period.
Well, Chris, there have been some studies. Some people have said that the Saudis and the Pakistanis had helped to fund the Taliban to establish them before, of course, the 9/11 attack. Is there any truth to that?
Well, you could name the United States helped fund through some of the Muslim funds over here. I mean, so I don't think you could name a country that would not be considered a culprit in helping fund the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda over there.
In other words, basically both the U.S. Funds had come from the U.S. and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan to fund the Taliban.
And Pakistan and Great Britain and Australia and the Netherlands. You name a country, France. They all had funds that funneled money there.
And, of course, then on the other hand, it was the Taliban that was hosting Al-Qaeda that it was involved with the blowing up the USS Cole in the year 2000. That doesn't make sense. Why didn't we try to cut off the funds before, you know, just as soon as we knew about the blowing up of the Cole?
Well, it's the same issues we have today. When you're not fighting a country and you're fighting a cause, it's tough to figure out what to stop and what not to stop. The Cole was really disheartening for all of us. How that happened, who did it? I mean, it happened in Yemen. There were some Yemenis, Al-Qaeda involved, but they were funded through other Middle East and probably some Western countries. So, to be honest, it took the Twin Towers to wake up, to shake the United States to its core, to get them to get behind. We need to go after the people that are coming after our way of life in the United States.
All right, fine. Of course, you point out the fact that you feel that the real enemy is this radical form of Islam, and yet, of course, there are many people who suggested that the CIA had encouraged that during the Afghan War because we needed fighters to fight the Soviets, and so they'd actually recruited these people and trained them. A lot of the Al-Qaeda had actually been trained during the Afghan War by our own forces, hadn't they? Or is there any truth to that?
Well, that's what the Russians told me. As I'm interviewing them and trying to find out what they did good and didn't do well, I mean, a senior Russian general who was a captain or a major during the early Afghan War in the late 70s, early 80s, looked at me. He said, if you had just let us finish what we'd started, you wouldn't be here today. So, I don't know any more than what I just told you.
And I remember reading that in your book and sort of smiling at it. And because as you commented, we didn't comment on what he said to us. But you'd actually asked the Russians for their suggestions, you know, before you actually went in, because you only had a very short period of time. You were going to go to war right after 9/11, but you had to make plans, and you only had a few weeks to actually prepare to launch a major offensive on this country. Would you have about 3 weeks before you could get the troops on the ground there?
Yeah, it was sometime around, you figured about September 12th to October 8th was when we went in. Well, one of the keys, which hasn't been mentioned, is the coalition that we started here in Tampa that brought all these countries. We put the word out, and the president put the word out, hey, we're at war, and if you're either with us or against us, and people came from all over the world, and they sent three-star generals down here to Tampa to work with us, to bypass all the red tape, to freeze the assets in their countries, to get their police forces working together, and to offer us assets wherever we needed them around the world and there in Afghanistan. And that thing grew from about three or four countries on the 13th to, it got up to 90 countries in the world were here in Tampa, Florida, supporting both the Afghan war and the war in Iraq.
And well, of course, that started out with the Afghan war, but haven't we lost a lot of our support in the intervening years? We've been fighting for 6 years now, and certainly I think that some people really feel that this is almost 2 years longer than the Second World War, and they're asking, why is it taking so long to be victorious?
Well, the issue is this war cannot be won by the military. It can't be won without the military, but this is the war in Iraq has to be won with the diplomats over there, and with the groups of people have to work together. If they don't work together, this will never end.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Lieutenant General Mike DeLong.
This is a market alert.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 1st, 2007, gold, 788.53 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 812.53, 450 for half, 225 for quarter. That's 812.53, 450, 225. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866 206-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lieutenant General Mike DeLong, and we were simply talking about what happened as, of course, we got in there, and within a very few days, why, we were in total control of the country. And, of course, it had been promised by Shalabi and some of the other people who had been trying to talk us to come in, that as soon as we came in, everybody was going to love us, and there was going to be these groups that were going to be there helping us to maintain law and order. And, of course, these groups didn't materialize, and when they did, they were usually banded. So you please pick up the story there, because it must have been very disheartening for our military, who had had such a great military triumph, suddenly to see this thing beginning to turn into chaos after the army was disbanded. But even the civil service, why disband the civil service? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, why close down all the factories? The people don't have any jobs. Didn't anybody at the Defense Department realize that we were going to create chaos there?
Yeah, well, first of all, your point that it was disheartening was because we'd been magnificent in Afghanistan. Quick, got a president in there, and everything was working well at the time. Quick victory, and that's what I'll call it, military victory, large in Iraq. And then the mistakes started to happen. What we didn't do is we didn't, and we, by the way, we had a plan. The plan counted on the Iraqi people helping us. That didn't happen. When we didn't disbanded the army, big mistake. We probably should have kept a certain portion of those people to start the army. Here's a country the size of California, 26 million people, and you've got to, when you're going to start an army, you've got to have a base, you've got to have loyalty, you've got to have esprit de corps. You can't do that from zero, which we did. That's why we're one of the issues we're going right now. The other issue is everybody that worked all the issues in the country that turned the electricity on, turned the water on, were all Baathists. We banned the Baath Party. So therefore, everything that made the government run, they walked home. And as I said earlier, you had all the police force are gone. So now you have no government at all supporting anybody there. And we brought in a force to fight, not to do policing and to take care of the countryside. That was supposed to be done by the Iraqi population, which didn't happen.
Well, this wasn't really...
We made some mistakes.
But this wasn't really your decision, or General Frank's decision. Wasn't this made by Paul Bremer and the people he represented? Because he was the presidential envoy, and my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but that he outranked the generals. The generals didn't want this done, and Paul Bremer just went right over their head.
Well, what did happen, and that's... Generally, what you said is fair, but what did happen is these were discussed. We knew about them. We just didn't agree. But the issue became, at the time, Paul Bremer was the king of Iraq. And,
right.
And that, he wasn't just the ambassador. He was the king.
Right.
Everything that happened went through him. And so he said this is the right thing to do. We disagreed professionally. And then he said, but in order to make things work, since he is there, we either had to quit at the time or support him, and we saw it. And I, to be honest, I can't remember what the secretary said, but at the end of the day, we saluted smartly and supported him, which we knew at the beginning was a mistake.
Well, I know that in the military you've got to take orders, and I don't blame you at all for doing what you were ordered to do. And I'm sure the people there at CENTCOM must have been heartsick as they saw this whole tragic scenario unwrapping and unfolding, and chaos taking over after this magnificent victory. Well,
that's exactly what happened. We were heartsick. This has been one of the most strategic, tactical, two of them, Afghanistan and Iraq, victories ever fought, and now things are starting to come unraveled.
Well, where do we go from here? Because, of course, when I talked to you before we went on the air a couple of days ago, you have very strong feelings about where we should go now. How long should we stay there, and should we stay there until we have peace and order, or what is going to happen to our military if we continue doing what we're doing?
Well, the issue is the war on terrorists. The war on terrorism is worldwide, and that's a problem. But the issue in Iraq is, it, as we said earlier, it can't be won by the military, but it can't be won without them. And it, the Kurds, the Shia, and the Sunni have to come together and agree on how this is, how they're going to work together to make the country work. We're close to having a military force and an army force that will allow them to continue, but the U.S. force, by the way, people have been going over the 3, 4, 5 times, and they're tired.
You're talking about tourists over there. We're going to be back in just a moment.
And these are just great men and women.
Hold that thought,
please. Very, very loyal.
Hold that thought, please.
Okay.
Order a copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is General Mike DeLong, and we're talking about really his experiences there as the deputy chief of the Central Command in Florida there, in Tampa, Florida, where, of course, the war was fought from. And then, of course, what's going on today is the war drags on, and our young people going over there for 3 or 4 or more tours of duty and eventually just getting totally tired out. And are we just losing an awful lot of equipment as well, military equipment that, you know, is some of it's very expensive? Do we have the funds to just continue indefinitely over there financially? This is going to really have a tremendous impact on this country financially, isn't it?
Well, but the first Gulf War, to be honest, once you get, because we had so many people over the first time, once you get that much equipment over there, pretty hard to get it back. We lost billions of dollars of equipment left in the first Gulf War. To be honest to the Secretary of Defense, he is a great steward for the American taxpayer. It's sort of like, I only want the right amount of people and the right amount of equipment at the right amount of time. The problem is, in warfighting, that's a tough thing to do. But he tried to do it. That's why we started with the number of people we started with. And he had tried to make sure that the United States people didn't spend anything they didn't have to spend. The other thing he tried to do is to ensure that once the oil production got up to a certain place where it should have gotten up to, that they would pay back the American taxpayer for the monies that were spent over there. Well, that has been a, I won't say a disaster, but we have not gotten the oil production up that we need to, where they can take care of themselves, let alone pay us back.
And you're speaking now, of course, Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense,
yes,
who you were working with on a regular basis, and you seem to have a great deal of respect for him.
Well, I have respect for him because he was, his heart was pure. He wanted to win the war, and he wanted to keep the cost down for the American taxpayer. Did we agree all the time? No. But I will tell you, he never, his heart was always pure, and he wanted the U.S. to win, and to win at a cost that was acceptable to the American people.
Well, now, of course, in your book, you talk about the fact that one day we're going to have to confront Syria and Iran. And, of course, right now there's a lot of talk about the very real possibility that there's going to be a confrontation with Iran, and if they refuse to discontinue their enrichment of uranium, that we're going to have to go into Iran. Do you really think that we can't have the military, or would we simply attack Iran by air and by missile? Do we have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I have no idea. There's always plans on all the major countries over there on how we would do what we had to do. We had plans there many years ago for Iran and Iraq and other countries. But as you know, hell, in the last 10 days, you had Israel drop some weapons in Syria. I mean, there's what we have to do is get... You have Syria, Lebanon, and Iran are basically... And southern Iraq are the Shia areas. And they don't get along well with the Sunni areas, which is the rest of the Middle East. And that's the pieces that we've got to get to work together. One of the problems with Iraq is the surrounding countries don't want Iraq to be a democratic country because they're all monarchs, kingdoms. You've got emirs, you've got kings, and they know if this big country in the middle of them becomes a democratic country, that could cause problems for them 1, 2, 3 years from now.
Well, I guess you're suggesting that maybe we're going to have another strong man back in Iraq, but how could we be certain that he would be any more benevolent than Saddam Hussein? And certainly dictators are still dictators, and they're like the Shah of Iran was. I mean, he may have been a benevolent monarch, but of course he had a secret police, was out killing and torturing people, and whenever you have a despot, you certainly have tremendous injustices. And certainly we see this in Pakistan, we see it in Saudi Arabia. I mean, they certainly do not allow anybody to dissent. If you do, it's off with your head.
That's right. You see it in Cuba, you saw it in Yugoslavia with Tito.
Right.
And one of the best of all time was King Hussein in Jordan, because he was able to keep some sort of a balance between all the different issues that were going on there. I mean, you're asking me a question that I can't provide the answer for. I don't think anybody else can. But
I'm not sure that anybody has an answer for it. I'm just asking a rhetorical question.
Yes, I truly understand that. But this is and by the way, I just came back from, I spend 10 days to 2 weeks every month over in the Middle East. And I work with the people. I work with the senior people in a lot of the different governments on different issues. And at the end of the day, they point their finger in my chest, and this is at the end of the day, if the Israeli-Palestinian Lebanese issue can continue to be worked on, things can get better. When you stop trying to work those issues, that's when things get really bad over there. They're very comfortable knowing that there will probably never be an answer to the Israeli-Palestinian issue. But if you don't continue to try to work on it and make it better, then you're going down a road which appears to be unacceptable to them.
But what about this rivalry between the Sunnis, who make up the majority of the Muslims in the Middle East, and certainly the Shia, who have the Shia crescent that goes from Iran to Iraq up through Syria and then down into Lebanon? I mean, is there any way that we can ever get the Sunnis as a whole and the Shias as a whole to get together? Is there a fear on the part of the Sunnis that if the Shias had nuclear weapons, that they might use them against the Sunnis?
One of the things in the Muslim religion, and this doesn't make it right or wrong, because I had to study it because I was over there, is that Muslims are Muslims. They don't want to fight each other, be it Sunni or Shia. That's their preference. But if we left Iraq and the Sunni was being trod upon, the Saudi Arabians would probably come in and stop that. So the answer to your question is, they prefer not to fight among themselves, but if they have to, they will. And nuclear weapons is a problem for the Sunnis if Iran, when and if Iran gets it, which probably isn't very far away.
All right, fine. Well, now, Chris, you know, as we look and see the situation there, and it drags on, and you commented, of course, that you didn't feel that the media was being very, very fair as far as what was going on over there, and every time there was a problem, the media would blow this out of all proportion. But certainly, do you think that the media was wrong in reporting on what happened at Abu Ghraib, and how did that ever happen? And this certainly is out of keeping with America's tradition of morality and always trying to treat people honestly and fairly. How did the Abu Ghraib come about?
Well, first of all, I had left by the time that happened, but to put a bow on Abu Ghraib is the issue becomes, for thousands of years, when you're fighting another opponent and you capture them, if you don't have small unit leadership and people who understand taking care of prisoners, you're going to have this problem, and we've had it for thousands of years, however long we've had people in the world, and that when people fight against each other, they watch their friends die, and therefore they hate the people they fought. And if you capture them, if you don't have small leadership and people who know how to run these kinds of facilities, you have these kinds of events go on. And to the best of my knowledge, that's what happened. And it'll happen 50 years from now. It'll happen 1,000 years from now, because that it requires people to concentrate on you can't let your prisoners of war be tortured, or you can't let them be treated poorly. And it requires everybody has to be involved that's involved in this type of event, which is prisoners of war.
Well, of course, the thing is that if we really want to be successful, we have to get the Iraqi people behind us, and certainly whatever the cause of what happened there, don't you think that we lost a lot of support from the Iraqi people, and we're still not getting the support that we should have from the Iraqi people?
Well, the Iraqi people, that's no longer an issue anymore. The Iraqi people want this, again, I'm speaking generally because I've talked to a lot of them over there. They want this to end, and they don't want us occupying their country. They want to be Iraqis, and they don't want people occupying their country. So they want us gone. But they like the security. They're concerned about the security of their own forces, be it police force and army. And they would like them to be able to take over and to have something. They don't want Saddam Hussein back, as you correctly stated, but they want, whether it be a democracy or some sort of benevolent leader, and they want it to happen quickly because they're tired of the war right now.
And I really feel so sorry for the Iraqi people. Of course, I feel sorry for our forces over there as well. And, you know, I'm sure many of them are, you know, just want to get home, and they just want to be American. They want to be with their families. And of course, but then we, of course, hear the new Secretary of Defense, Mr. Gates, within the last week or so, talking about how we're going to have to keep up permanent troops presence there. If we keep troops permanently in Iraq, even if it's only maybe 20 or 30,000, don't you think that many Iraqis will look upon that as an occupying force, and still there'll be trouble there?
I don't know, and I'm not sure whether he said whether we have troops in the region, whether they be in Jordan, whether they be in Uzbekistan, whether they be in Kuwait, ready to go. I mean, first of all, when you bring 165,000 people out of a country, it's going to take 9 months to get them out, to get the vehicles out, to get the people out. So it's going to take a long time to get the people out. And you can't leave a small force there to be trod upon by bad people. So I'm not sure what the answer is and what the drawdown schedule will be. But the U.S. has been very good about this in the past. I'm no doubt they'll do the same in the future.
Well, of course, one of the things you bring out in your book is the fact that we are certainly at war, not necessarily with the Muslims, but with this radical or fanatical Islam, and that we really need to address that issue. And certainly your talk there about the real need for moderate Arab or moderate Muslim leadership. Would you like to sort of develop that idea? Because certainly we've got to do something to defuse this radical form of Islam, which is growing and growing so rapidly, you know, all through that area, in Pakistan, even in, certainly we're seeing it in Turkey, or we're seeing it developing in Egypt. And this radical form of Islam can pretty be create terrible, terrible problems for the future stability of the Middle East and the Near East as well.
And there's, I agree 100%.
Well, I was agreeing with you.
No, but the issue becomes, how do you do that? And one of the ways that I postulated there is sort of almost like an essay in the beginning of the book is, we've got to get, you've got about 60% of working age men in the Muslim world don't have a job. I mean, you're in a position that. They're in a position to cause tremendous problems throughout that area. How do you get them back? The only way that I could think of, and I've spent time, and I still spend time with the moderate Muslim leaders over there, is that they need to speak out, and speak out not for the U.S., but for their own region. They need to get people together. They need to have infrastructure in a lot of these countries. They need to provide jobs for a lot of these people. They've got the money. I mean, you got oil at over $80 a barrel right now. A lot of these countries have the infrastructure and can put some of these people, a lot of these young men, to work and get them off the streets, get them not thinking about strapping explosives to their body and blowing things up, but working for the good of the, let's call it the Muslim world and the Middle East. And these are people that they would respect because they are moderates. They're not hellraisers. They're not focused on killing other people. They're focused on making their region and the world better.
Well, I'm sure there are, but one of the things that concerns me is a lot of the Muslims who actually went to work and helped the Americans now have been targeted by the radicals over there, and their lives are in danger. Many of the people who came forward to help America, you know, get things straightened out, have had to flee for their lives, or many of them have been killed.
And that's the issue. The issue is, how do they speak out and still maintain their normal lifestyle and not jeopardize their leadership in their countries? For example, President Musharraf in Pakistan. In order for him to stay in power, and he knows that, he's got to cater to both sides. And he's got a large, large radical Muslim population there, and a lot of moderate Muslim, and he's trying to walk the fine line, and to be honest, that's not acceptable to the U.S. right now.
Well, of course, right. I mean, he's actually survived, I don't know how many assassination attempts. I can think of probably three or four or five that times they've tried to kill him, and he has, fortunately, has survived because he's a stabilizing force in Pakistan.
He is.
Whether you like him or not, why, at least the country has not gone, you know, over to the more radical form of Islam, along with its missiles and, of course, its atomic weapons. Well, General, why don't we get your website out there and tell people how they can get copies of your book? It's a fascinating read by somebody who was on the front lines during the first part of this battle.
Yeah, the best way to do it is to get it is go to Amazon and go to any of the bookstores have both books, or you can go CENTCOMGENERAL.com or GeneralSpeaksOut.com. There's two websites out there now.
All right. That's a really a fascinating book. I can recommend it to you. It's good reading and well done. And you sort of get an idea of what it's like to be certainly a subordinate officer and see an impossible situation. Sometimes why General DeLong would speak out. And I think he probably tells one instance where he had, as a colonel, had gone in and yelled at General Zinni, who was, I think, a three-star general at the time. Was he three-star or two-star?
No, he was a two-star, and I didn't yell at him. I just disagreed with him strongly.
Well, it sounds like you take a pretty strong stand, but there are a lot of wonderful little human interest stories there. And so let me suggest the book is A General Speaks Out. Please hang on for just a minute before we let you go.
Sure.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell gelatine gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Arthur Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with General Mike DeLong. And he's a very, very courageous individual, and it's a fascinating book. Now, of course, if you really want to, of course, it gets into the background of what's going on over there. We carry several books. One of them is called The Devil's Game. It goes into the background of who financed Al-Qaeda, who financed the Taliban. We carry the book The Sea No Evil by Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent, and it was his book, See No Evil, that was the basis of George Clooney's movie, Syriana, although the movie had very little to do with the book, where Robert Baer was the consultant for that movie, and it was based upon at least some of his experience, although they'd taken a lot of poetic license, you might say. And then certainly we would suggest you get my three pamphlets called Foreknowledge 911. They're simply a compilation of our newsletters. If I can suggest our newsletters for the year 2006, you can pull them all down or up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. Simply read them and understand what is really going on. Because nothing is as it appears to be. And we won the war over there. And then Paul Bremer, who just happens to come from the Council on Foreign Relations and worked for Kissinger and Associates, was sent over as the king. He was the ultimate ruler, the presidential envoy, and he overrode the decisions and opinions of our generals who knew what to do and could have brought peace and stability to Iraq, but that was never the plan. So you really need, of course, to get our material, read it through, and then find out that there really are forces behind the scenes, and then, of course, get into our material on the occult hierarchy. Because unless you understand the occult forces and the spiritual forces, nothing going on really makes sense. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to read it. You need to read it. Watch our video, The Forbidden Secret, and get the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. You need to get the DVDs, award-winning DVDs, on the secret mysteries of America's beginning and of Riddles in Stone, because this will take you into the background of the forces that were here 200 years ago, talking about how we were going to, of course, bring democracy to the world. And there's a book which we suggest people get with the DVD, Riddles in Stone. It's called The Secret Destiny of America. It is written by a Satanist. His name was Manly P. Hall. And, of course, Manly P. Hall, certainly his books that we carry, but we do not list them in our catalog because we don't want anybody to think we're endorsing them, but you can request the books, The Secret Destiny of America, must reading, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, which is the culmination of everything that Manly P. Hall learned in almost 50 years of studying the world's occult movement, and then The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, where he readily admits that what Masonry is about is holding the seething energies of Lucifer in your hands. Understand what is really behind what's going on today. And when you see some things that just don't make sense, like, of course, the fact that the administration has never admitted that Saddam really did have weapons of mass destruction, and they've known it, so why won't they admit it? Well, that's a subject for another time, but I really am very, very concerned that they've taken the gas mask away from most of the Israeli people, that the Syrians actually have a chemical and biological weapons, and they're putting them onto the heads of the missiles they're going to use against Israel, and pray for the Israeli people, because I think terrible things lie ahead, and pray for the people of Syria and Lebanon and, yes, in Iraq and Iran, and pray that this whole thing will come to an end before there are more lives lost unnecessarily in what is truly a spiritual battle being played out on a political battlefield. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we're having an all-day seminar here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 28th of October. If you're going to come, you're going to have reservations. We're bringing in outside speakers from all across the country. And so that's the 28th of October. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America and pray for revival.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, ACE.